2 years ago, environmental groups petitioned the DNR to update its list of outstanding and exceptional resource waters in the state. The roughly 1,700 rivers, lakes, and ponds, known as impoundments, have special limits on wastewater discharges as well as other protections. The DNR concedes some developers or shoreland property owners could be affected. But DNR Supervisor Bob Masnado says there are two reasons to add the segments.
One, this initiative was generated by public interest and a citizen petition, and the department needs to show that they are indeed responsive to those requests. And secondly, the waters that we're proposing for ORW or ERW designation have demonstrated that they have high water quality, they're unique in several ways, and they provide significant recreational opportunities.
All of the 45 waterways being proposed for outstanding or exceptional designation are in the northern part of the state. Following some public hearings, the DNR added segments of the Bad River watershed in Ashland, Iron, and Bayfield counties, and removed segments that ran through lakes or flowages because of different types of data needed to evaluate those projects. Masnado says the department also took out segments of the Flambeau, Yellow, Tomahawk, and Red Cedar rivers.
I think in the Red Cedar River, we had lumped everything into one big long stretch. And in the case of Red Cedar, there's Rice Lake and the waters below Rice Lake that are already somewhat considered impaired for nutrient overloading. So we determined that that section shouldn't be put on the list.
Masnado says the other segments removed from the proposed list of additions had insufficient data. Environmental groups originally proposed 100 new segments, but one of the petitioners, the River Alliance of Wisconsin, says it supports the plan the DNR is taking to the Natural Resources Board today. The board is meeting in River Falls. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.